A fight for survival. On one side, a huge bird. You might even call it a modern-day dinosaur.
So the California Condor is the largest flying bird in North America, and it has a wingspan of 9.5 feet.
Michael Mace is the curator of birds at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
So in the bird world, it is like the 747 compared to a Cessna, if you look at it proportionally with other species like eagles and turkey vultures.
But the king of the birds is in a knockdown, drag-out fight with a formidable adversary, a foe it never saw coming, power lines.
When they're flying, there is no reason for them to look forward because they're scanning the earth looking for carrion that they feed on or other items on the surface. And so when they developed, they never had a reason to look forward. And so they would fly into power lines that, for example, on ridge lines of mountains. Or condors like to roost. And when they would go to roost, they would land on these power poles and power structures and would become electrocuted because they're such a big bird, it's very easy for them to touch wires.
So how do you go against 10,000 years of evolution that told the birds not to be worried about this kind of thing?
So when we started to realize what was occurring, we wanted to look at a way that we could modify their behavior, change their behavior so that we could keep them out of harm's way. So we developed a technique working with our local utility companies to use their power poles that they have and install those within the enclosures here at the safari park. And then we wired those poles to deliver a very mild electric charge. Nothing harmful, but something that a bird would realize that it was not a comfortable place to be.
Now, will you have to be doing this aversion training with the birds indefinitely, or will there be a point at which they figure it out?
That's a really good question. So one of the goals of the Condor program is to have a sustainable population in the wild. And so as those birds that we're releasing then are of age to where they're sexually mature and starting to produce their own offspring, the fact that those parents are teaching their chicks for a couple of years how to survive in the wild, if the parents are no longer visiting the power structures to roost on, what we're seeing is the chicks follow the parents' lead and don't do it either.
So when is the next group of condors going to be released? When is your next graduating class?
Well, we're actually getting ready this next month in September here at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park to send 3 birds that were raised here to the field site in California and the field site in Arizona to be prepared for release months from now. So the next generation is ready to go out. So when we started this program, you know, we were challenged with a species that almost went extinct. The condor in 1982 only had 22 birds left in the world. There are now more than 420 condors in the world, of which more than 230 of those are now flying free in California, Arizona, and Baja, Mexico.
Michael Mace is the curator of birds for the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. He works on the Condor Powerline Aversion Training Program at the zoo. Michael, it's been great speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the California condor.